Hangzhou Siriatasuk Sikun wove her history and that of her people into massive quilts in a Hmong embroidery style called pandao.
She has huge pieces, like the size of a huge wall, right, that literally tell the story of Hmong migration, from China and from Laos and onto the refugee camps in Thailand during the Vietnam War. And then you see them, you see them boarding the planes to the U.S. and coming to Philadelphia.
That is Naomi Sturm Vijaysinghe. She is executive director of the Philadelphia Folklore Project. That's a nonprofit that supported Pong's work. Pong died from COVID-19 in December. She was 76. But her legacy lives on through her craft and the stories she told. In the late 70s, Pong's family was among thousands of Hmong people who immigrated to the U.S., many of them fleeing war and oppression in East Asia.
I remember the very day. It was March 15th. 1979. That's when we landed in Philadelphia Airport.
That is Chakawarn Siriatasuk, one of Pong's six sons. Originally from Laos, Pong and her family first moved to a refugee camp in Thailand, then to the U.S.
First time we ever see was snow. that was the very first thing that we see was, whoa, it's a lot of snow.
The family squeezed into a two-bedroom apartment, and Pong and her then-husband learned English at a Philadelphia community college. While she studied, she wove intricate pandao quilts using the method she'd learned from her mother. Soon, her teachers took notice, suggested she start selling them, and so she began her annual holiday sale. Pong held it at her home. It was the stuff of legend.
It was this amazing thing. Her husband and her sons are like award-winning chefs, and so they would cook all this amazing Hmong and Thai food, and people would come and shop and eat, and it was totally her thing.
Again, Naomi Sturm Vijaysinghe. She first met Pong at one of these sales. She loaded up on gifts for friends and family, and Pong also made a personal connection, gifting her a small embroidered turtle, turtles being an animal central to Hmong folklore. Pong's son, Chakawarn Siriatasuk, remembers that attending these events was as much about interacting with Pong, a beacon of Hmong history and spirit, as it was about walking away with a new piece.
One of the things that she always wants us to preserve is our traditional culture. She always teaches us, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, where you go or who you become, but always remember your traditional your old culture.
Her work was exhibited locally. She received numerous awards, including a Pew Fellowship in 1996. And Pong was especially good at linking Hmong elders with younger generations, sharing traditions and values. All this on top of being a mother to six.
She always said, you know, when I scream and yell at you every day, every time, I'm telling you that I love you.
Pongshou Siriatasuk Sikun died in December from COVID-19.